teamwork boot for my project management module in Tipperary Institute, Creative Multimedia course, year 3. So part of teamwork is creating a high performance team. You want your team to be a high performance team because, you know, you want your work, your tasks done to the highest possible quality in the shortest possible time. I think that's regardless of whether you're in a third level education system, or you're in the workplace, or you're doing charity project, or any kind of project, you want a high performance team. So, a characteristic of a high performance team would be having a shared vision and having the same goals, because obviously if you're working towards the same thing, the team will work better. You want the work to be challenging. You don't want people to feel like what they're doing is menial, or like they could be doing something better with their time. They say you should keep to a small team size, with the team being smaller than 8 or 10, which is, I think, more beneficial for the manager because there's less people to keep track of, and for the other team members because they feel more like they're not just a number, like they have an actual value in the team. There should be a sense of team identity. Like, some teams have, you know, like maybe a dress code, or like a cool team hoodie or team notepad or things like that, just to kind of make people feel invested in the team, that they want to be part of it. The members should have a mix of roles, and they should have kind of different roles to suit their different skills, you know, not just stick one person with the code all the time or one person with the graphics all the time. You should be really kind of allowing people to do other things so they don't get bored in their role as well. And one thing they say is to have kind of a results driven ethic and structure. So, you know, the team is focused on achieving their results, achieving targets and all the time. So I suppose that would help people to give them a direction of where to work. And trust. You have to have work and trust in team. And people have to be committed to the team and be able to communicate with each other. I think that is a huge part of teamwork. Now, why teams fail. There are loads of reasons why teams fail. The most common is a lack of common vision, a lack of identity in the team. So people don't feel like they're doing the same thing. They don't feel as though other team members maybe are even supporting them. They don't feel like they're being recognised by their peers or by their manager. And ineffective communication and trust. So if they don't trust each other, the chances are they're not going to put 100% of their effort and work into a team, because they feel like it won't be worth their time. And if the members aren't able to communicate well with each other, there is a danger that, you know, a lot of what's needed will be kind of lost, and that is a huge factor in why teams actually fail. Of course, sometimes teams fail because of the members in the team. Sometimes they can be really difficult to work with, and they're very uncooperative, and kind of like, you can't touch my code, that's my code. Whereas they should be more kind of open and kind of happy to for other people to help them as well as to help other people. And then, of course, like, if you're a team leader, you should remember to be fair and impartial to all your team members, not to try and take sides, to really show that you're invested in the team, or that you believe in the team, and that you can achieve everything. And be open to new ideas from members of your team, and listen to their opinion, because, you know, they will work better for you if they feel as though they're being heard. And then, I suppose, if you're on a team, a guideline would be to try and be objective, and to base your kind of decisions on facts more than opinions and emotions. And just to be willing to kind of share information and row in behind the team, even if something isn't exactly as you would want it. Like, be prepared to stand up for your team and to say, well, you know what, it might not be my opinion, but I'm happy to go with it if it's for the benefit of the team. And that was kind of just teamwork.